This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's military intelligence agency reported what appeared to be a brazen attack late Monday on Russian cruise missiles being transported by train in the occupied and illegally annexed Ukrainian Crimean Peninsula. The region's Russian-appointed governor reported an incident in the area of the same Crimean town in the northern part of the peninsula, though he did not mention cruise missiles or as an attack target. U.S. officials say China's President Xi Jinping's Monday visit to Russia does not seem to benefit a peace plan that benefits Ukraine. In remarks, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Ukraine has put forth a just peace proposal.
China is committed to supporting an end to the war, based on the principles of the UN Charter, as called for in point one of its plan. It can engage with President Zelensky and Ukraine on that basis and use its influence to compel Moscow to pull back its forces.
U.S. officials say that China, as President Xi Jinping's visit to Ukraine, does not seem to benefit. And meanwhile, EU High Representative Josep Borrell underlines the significance of the International Criminal Court's decision to issue an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin. The United States is accusing China and Russia of shielding North Korea from any action by the UN Security Council for its unprecedented spate of intercontinental ballistic missile launches, which violate multiple UN resolutions. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield told a council meeting Monday that Chinese and Russian obstructionism was encouraging North Korea to launch ballistic missiles with impunity and advance its developments of more sophisticated and dangerous weapons. After the meeting, she read a statement on behalf of eight other council members in South Korea that condemned the launches. China and Russia say ongoing U.S.-South Korea military exercises are exacerbating tensions. This is VOA News. Russia is planning to hold an informal meeting of the UN Security Council in early April on what is said to be the real situation of Ukrainian children taken to Russia, an issue that has gained the spotlight following the International Criminal Court's arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russia's UN ambassador, Vasily Nebenzia, told a news conference Monday that Russia planned the council meeting long before Friday's announcement by the ICC. Russia holds a rotating presidency of the council in April. A report from a UN science panel warns that humanity is fast approaching the deadline for preventing the worst damage to the planet from climate change. More from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres with a warning.
Humanity is on thin ice, and that ice is melting fast.
Guterres is calling for an end to new fossil fuel exploration, and wealthy countries should stop using coal, oil, and gas by 2040. The science panel's report says to stay under the 1.5 degree warming target, the world needs to cut 60% of greenhouse gas emissions in the next 12 years. Co-author Christopher Tresos.
Actions in this decade are critical for securing a sustainable future for all.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
A UN report from a U.S. science panel warns that, again, humanity is fast approaching the deadline. Hundreds of millions of bird flu vaccinations for humans could be available within months if a new strain of avian influenza crosses a species divide. Details from Reuters' Olivia Zalino.
The current outbreak of avian flu, or H5N1, has killed record numbers of birds and other infected mammals. But human cases remain very rare, and global health officials say the risk of transmission between humans is still low. Still, executives at three vaccine manufacturers, GSK, Moderna, and Seqirus, told Reuters they are already developing or are about to test sample human vaccines that better match the circulating subtype as a precautionary measure against a future pandemic.
That's Reuters' Olivia Zalino reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden signed a bipartisan bill that directs the federal government to declassify as much intelligence as possible about the origins of COVID-19 more than 3 years after the start of the pandemic. The legislation signed Monday passed both the House and Senate without dissent. It directs the Office of the Director of National Intelligence to declassify intelligence related to China's Wuhan Institute of Virology. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.